Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you when you think you're about to give up gas. Just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap. Yeah, say be not weary.
Good morning, my name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Digga Joy Lewis.
Hello, welcome back once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joy Lewis, and you're listening to an internet program to inform you, to challenge you, and to encourage you to be all you can be. In Christ, you went for a great time this morning. We have a good topic this morning. A very well. Welcome once again. You heard a little old insert of one of our shows that we had previously broadcast. I thought you liked that little old intro there, and I hope I sound the same I did then as I do now. So again, welcome to our internet radio program. And what we've been doing in the last few episodes is going over some shows that we had brought to you once before. We pray that you enjoyed those shows, and we didn't add the name to those shows. We just said archive, so you would just listen to a show archive 84. We pray that you enjoyed that program. Well, we're going to continue that format today. We have show that's archive 422. It's a Beat the Street program that we did back about a year ago, and they're coming back and they're going to fellowship with us again and do their ministry on October the 3rd in the South Dallas area over there with the Breath of Life Ministry with Brother Raul, Brother Sam, and myself, and a host of other volunteers that meet there every Sunday from 2 to 6. And also we added another portion of that ministry. We meet up under the bridge in South Dallas. That's near the Fair Park off of Hickory Street there every Friday from 4 to 7. And so we're truly being blessed by God to expand that ministry. But I would like to just encourage you to keep listening to the show, keep tuning in. We pray that you're making good use of the guest that comes on the show. We have a large archive, and so please go back and you visit those archives and say, I'd like to be a part of this, Sarah. You know, we're dealing with health issues, we're dealing with juvenile issues, jail and prison incarceration, and also reentry program. And so we'd like you to just continue to follow this program. We pray that you've been encouraged by what you heard and that you, too, wants to help change a life in Jesus' name. You know, we don't take that lightly. I go down to the jail and the prison. I share with the brothers the same God that you're seeking to serve in here is the one that's able to keep you out there in the free world. That same God that watched over you from the beginning is watching over you now. And God's not mad at you. Sometimes people think God is mad at them, but they not. Well, he not. Guess what? He ain't mad at me. And I done some things that I thought had separated me from the love of God. But as I learned more about him, as I studied his word, I said, hey, I heard God telling me, come just the way you are, but I'm not going to leave you like that. I was messed up from the floor up. And he still beckoned me to come to him. You know, you hear me say from time to time about Jesus was going into Jerusalem right before his crucifixion, and he sent two disciples in town to get a donkey that had been tied down. And that donkey reminded me of myself, man. I was tied down. I couldn't go no further than my addiction, my bad habit, or my mindset. And Jesus came through the fullness of time and sent his word to say, loose him and let him go. I said, oh, wow, man, that's awesome, man. So I've been set free. No more chains are holding me. Loose them and let them go. You know, and that's how I'm calling for all the ones. As we do street ministry, jail ministry, and juvenile ministry, and a host of other ministries which we're a part of, we just want to encourage the men and women, the boys and girls, that God is greater than what they're facing at that time. And he's able to keep them and sustain them and make them more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. I'd like you to go to our website, Granny's Place Ministry. Look at the many ministry opportunities that's available at Granny's Place Ministry and be a part of it. We're setting forth a mentoring program and an after-school tutoring program. We would like for you to contact our coordinator of that program and see what you could do to be involved in the life of a young person, a life of a person, a Christian person, help restore life. We don't want to limit it to just a young person, but this is what our ministry is all about. But we want to make that available to everyone. But so help change a life in Jesus' name. So this morning, we'd like to play part of the show, episode 422 from Beat the Street, a program that we done some time ago. And so we pray that you enjoyed it. But you can always call in this to this program. The number is 210-982-4126. Please call the number 210-982-4126, and you too could be a part of the program, and you can see what God is up to in the lives of His people here. Amen. But for the upcoming next couple of weeks, we'll be on location. So you'll hear us doing a live broadcast. I love those live broadcasts because you never know what to expect, but they're fun. And so we've been invited to host a couple of live programs. So we're going to go forth and do that. And we pray that you continue to follow the show. And just call in and give me some words of encouragement. Again, that number is 310-982-4126. And our show goes coast to coast and around the world. And we're also scheduling some new interviews. We have a couple of ministries that's going overseas, and they have made arrangements to give us a call during one of our broadcasts, and we're going to just talk to someone that's on a mission trip. And so we pray that you've been encouraged, and we're going to ask them how to be involved, because that's what one of our desires is, to be able to go on one of these trips. And who knows, maybe we can broadcast from the Philippines one day. Maybe we can broadcast from Africa and from South America. Who knows? But God knows. God knows. So we're looking forward to that. But as you log on to the website, blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place, and that'll take you to our archives section, and you can see all the shows that's associated with Blog Talk Radio, Granny's Place. We have on Monday nights, My Sister, My Friend. On Tuesday night, we have the Does a Gregory Show, which is my grandson. He's dealing with young people issues, so please tune in and support him and see what's on the mind of a young man. And also on Wednesday night, we have a Kingdom Call with Minister Linda Jordan, and so that's a prayer line, and words of encouragement is on that, is in that format. That's from 9:30 to 10:30 every Wednesday night. Then on Thursday night, we have a domestic violence program called We Are Survival with my friend Wonder. And so she's on there. And so please tune in and call in and support that program, because domestic violence, it touches all our lives. It's not only for women, it's for men. Sometimes men are getting beat up by their spouses. So, you know, domestic violence touches all range. And then on Friday nights, we have Street Talk, which is a young adults ministry, and they give us some information regarding young adults and ministries, and they just encouraging each other about world affairs, about social activities, things of that nature. Then on Saturday morning, you have yours truly, Minister Joy Lewis, with Free on the Inside. And we pray that you enjoy the program. You know, all our shows are archived, so if you can't catch them at the set time, you can go back and you can listen to them. Now, but I'm going to stop right here, and we're going to go on with the interview that's already in that's been up, already been broadcast. So we'll just yield the floor right here, and we'll come back to you after the interview. Okay? So enjoy the show.
That's just grown to the opportunity to do a health fair, as well as the opportunity to bless some kids with some backpacks for back to school.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, as you go out and doing this, how is it received amongst the community?
It's received really well. What I love most is the gratitude that we get from the people who get the snack lunches. This sincere gratitude and just the love that people have and appreciate when they see us out there. And another thing that we do is we're not out there just as adults, but we're out there with our children. So you know, a child always brings a smile to a face, and they love it. They really appreciate it, and it's great. It's very rewarding.
Oh, that's great. You know, I had an opportunity to go to your website, and I saw some of the pictures that you had on there. It's well presented, and I really enjoy that website there. So give us the link to that site if anyone would like to go and just see what y'all are up to.
We're predominantly right now do most of our advertisement through Facebook. It seems to be really effective as a social media. So it's once you're in the Facebook, it's Beat the Streets Outreach. So facebook.com/BeatTheStreetsOutreach.
All right, that's great, that's great. And I was talking to Christian last week about a health spur, and I was very excited about that. Well, Christy, will you please share some of that with our listening audience?
Yes, absolutely. You know, throughout our times and our feedings, and we've definitely noticed that there's a need just for the basics when it comes to health care. And we have been blessed to be able to partner with some professionals in the community and getting them together and organizing a health fair that's, you know, it's not a, you know, set up as a triage, but we are set up to give those basic stats when it comes to, you know, taking blood pressure, to checking blood sugar, heart rate, things of those nature. But what's really important is that we give them resources as far as numbers to contact in the community and, you know, places to take those numbers that we've gained from the health fair so that they can get assistance when needed. You know, I think the biggest problem sometimes is when the homeless are out, they just don't know where to go or if there's even a problem to begin with. So to be able to welcome them in with open arms and give them something to go with is really, really helpful.
You know, that is so true, because as I go out and do street ministry, men and women come up to me and they say, pray for me, I got an illness, you know, I got a stomach ill, and I got headaches. And we can pray for them, but we also advise them to go see a physician, go to a doctor.
Absolutely.
And a lot of them have this hesitation. They don't know where to go and what to do. So I thank you for what y'all are doing. You're presenting to them. They know about it, but if they hear it again, it may resonate or may sink in this time.
Absolutely. And someone to just encourage them to get it taken care of. Yeah.
Hey, so right. So tell us about your team here. How many people do y'all have on your board of director? And
on the board, I would say it's about 10 to 12. As far as volunteer base, 20 to 30. Am I about right there, Brandy?
Yeah, that's about right. Shout out to our volunteers.
Yeah, couldn't do anything without them.
Definitely.
Well, great. Well, thank you. You know, I went to the site as I was sharing with Brandy, and I saw some of the pictures that you had on there, very well organized, and I like the have y'all bringing in the youth and to help be a part of this ministry, because it's very important for our young men and women to learn to be able to give back as they become successful in life. As you log onto this program, you'll see a slogan that says, help change a life, you know. And we know that all that help comes from above, but we want to be active in working in the lives of people, because Jesus, you know, told Peter, said, Peter, when you are restored, you to strengthen your brother. And we never know what form or fashion that may come in. But y'all are doing a great job, and I'm really excited about what y'all are doing and the potentials of doing things.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Now tell me now, are you based here in Dallas, or where are you based at, or where are your base operations?
Yeah, we are based out of Dallas. Most of our board members live in the Grand Prairie, Arlington area, so I guess that's kind of considered our home base. But we try to rotate our feeding ministry between Dallas and Fort Worth. Fort Worth is really great because it has a homeless community. A lot of resources there available for the homeless community, and Dallas doesn't really have that as much. The difference is when we're in Dallas, we are really beating the streets, almost literally walking down the street, handing out the food, up and down, driving down the streets, trying to find
bleeding the block.
Bleeding the block with snack lunches. In Fort Worth, typically, we'll meet up at the Unity Park where they allow us to come as a ministry And it's a place where we meet. So we're there. There's a huge park. And then the homeless community comes to us. So we kind of get, one's a little easier than the other, but they're both still really necessary and both fulfilling.
Oh, that is great. And I saw, going back again to your Facebook page, how you were preparing the sack lunches and things, and how you have our young men and women involved in that activity there. As you prepare a sack lunch, give us an idea, our listening audience, because sometimes people don't realize, you know, what should I do? I want to do this here, but I don't know how to do it. What are some of the items that you have in your sack lunch? Just say your last sack lunch.
Well, that's a great question. So we've kind of got it down to a science. Our sack lunches will consist of a turkey and cheese sandwich. We've kind of decided that turkey is a better option than ham, just from like a blood pressure perspective, less salt.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do turkey and cheese sandwiches, a bag of chips. We like to put in some type of fruit snack with their kind of, you know, the things that we send with our children to school, the fruit snack. We'll like to put in an apple or some type of orange or apple or fruit. And sometimes we'll put in, like, maybe a cereal, one of the individual box cereals that you could add milk to later. So that's what they consist of. And, pardon me, and we do water and soda. Everybody likes a good orange soda.
Yeah, that's great. That's great because, you know, Kayla, I have people say, I want to do this, but I don't know how. And thank you for giving us an insight on that. Now, tell us about the hygiene kits. I know me and Christian, we talked about that from time to time. And, you know, there's a great need of having hygiene kits available for our residents that's living on the street. Could you share your idea and what your ministry is doing?
Absolutely. Those will contain, we have the bandages, also a toothbrush, toothpaste, hand sanitizer, the deodorant. We try to do both the women and the men. And let's see here, soaps, whether it be liquid soap or bar soap. Really, all that we have, is the majority of it's donated. And then, of course, you know, we'll purchase the rest, and all your basics. The basics that we typically have stocked up in our own homes, and we just don't think about that huge need.
The other thing that's helpful are just the individual travel size, things that typically people who travel a lot will get and don't use. What a huge benefit. It's the perfect size.
Right.
It's exactly what you need. You know, if the hotel thinks it's good enough for us, it's good enough for everybody.
Absolutely.
So those are
That is so true. That is so true. And a lot of times that's where, as organizations and other ministries are trying to put together some things to help our brothers and sisters that's less fortunate that's on the street. Sometimes we think in large quantities, but you don't have to because a lot of people are immobile. You know, they're moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I really hit on something there. So this, the travel size, and so that's great. And so, what are y'all up to this week or this month? Or what are you? Give us some plans of where y'all gonna be located and what's going on with y'all in the ministry.
So this time of the year, we're actually gearing up for our backpack drive. The backpack drive is coming, and then it comes to distributing those backpacks to the children that are in need.
Great.
What we're trying to do and what we're working on at this point is to identify maybe a small apartment community. The thought process is some of the schools that have a really high population of children who have reduced or free lunches. What I've personally just seen is that a lot of time these kids will, the schools with the higher free reduced lunch will also have really low test scores. And immediately I just thought, I bet these kids need some school supplies. So what we're doing right now is trying to identify an apartment community that has some children that need them. We're looking to distribute about 25 backpacks full of the school supplies that they would need to get started. So we're trying to find out what apartment community we're going to go to, and then from there, once we have that, we'll be able to present the kids with the backpack. And we'd like to be able to also give free haircuts to them, maybe a week or the weekend before school starts, so they could also have that extra boost of confidence going in, feeling fresh, feeling fly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is so great. That is beautiful, Larry. That's beautiful. Now, tell me, on the personal side, you know, you're not going to get rich doing this here. You're not going to even get very much recognition. But why do you keep doing what you do? Because we want to encourage other people that, hey, you know, in spite of everything going on, it's good to give back. So each one of you answer this question to the best of your ability. Why do you do what you do?
Well, I think it just goes back to obedience. You know, we were told to do this, you know, and in God's word, he tells us to do this, you know. We have a responsibility, you know, and when we've been blessed, it's our duty to bless others, you know. And we're supposed to be here to be an aid to the homeless and the fatherless, mm-hmm. you know. So that's my take, and I'm sure, there we go, Brandy, go ahead.
Well, my goodness. For me, it's just, you know, everyone in every situation for me has a purpose, and it's a God-filled purpose. And so whether, you know, it's in a mansion or whether it's on the street, I feel that everybody needs to embrace that, and they need to know that they are important and that they are valuable and that they have worth. And so being able to go to these people and these individuals and just not give them just food by themselves, but tell them that they are loved mm-hmm. and that they are special and have an opportunity to speak to them about their life, what they've been through, speak to them about how important they are to God and God's work, and then just let that continue and spread.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fulfilling just to make those relationships and to love on people. And really? Everybody's just so important. And I want, you know, when I walk away from our outreaches, it's one of the most fulfilling things I've ever done, because, like we said at the beginning of the program, the gratitude that people have,
yeah.
It's amazing. So you know that you're doing something good, and it's all for God's glory, you know, because he gets all the credit. And
amen.
I love it. I love it. It's one of the most greatest things.
Oh, that is great. That is so well spoken. Now tell me, on the flip side of that, what rewards of gratification have you been just received out of just seeing someone's life change? Because as you do this ministry, you see that it's making a difference. You know, someone may come to you broken down and beat up by the cares of this world, but after they experience your ministry and being a part of the ministry, you see them being lifted up. Do y'all have any testimony of how someone's life may have been changed, or even a family or child life?
I don't know that I don't know that I've seen that full circle. As an example, we'll be there. The Fort Worth community allows us the opportunity to not just to mingle, because it's a huge park. They have a bingo table set up. They have toys for children, live music. So that gives us a little bit more of that opportunity to really get in and talk to the people. And so that's where the people will come to us and share their life stories and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when we go back and we see those faces again, and they're like, hey, mm-hmm. we remember you guys. And we're like, hey, yeah, we remember you. How are you doing? I'm doing blessed. And so that's kind of what I've been receiving from that, just that recognition of, hey, you are a familiar face. I see that you have it mm-hmm. enough. And they enjoy seeing us coming back.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, Kristen, would you like to chime in on this?
Well, I think, you know, just to kind of to really piggyback off of what she just said, you know, with the Fort Worth community, there is more of an opportunity for that, because, you know, the people will come back to the same place. And I guess that's what the great benefit is about having something stationary to where they can come to us. as opposed to, you know, being on the streets and just, you know, handing the lunch or handing the socks or handing the clothes or the fanny kit and then, you know, here you go and, you know, be blessed by, you know, or let's pray and then, you know, hope to see you next time. So yeah. I think as the years go by and as this ministry continues to grow and be fruitful, I think that will increase. I think that there's going to be those opportunities to where we'll see someone and they'll come back and say, hey, you know, this is where I was, but this is where I am now. And, you know, all glory be to God first and foremost, of course. But just to be able to see that is going to be amazing. And I look forward to it. We may not have a specific example that we can share with you right now, but I definitely see that in the future.
Definitely.
Well, that's great. That's great. And the reason I ask that question is because a lot of times we never get to see the fruits of our labor. And I want people, and I would like our listening audience to know that sometimes you don't get to see it, but you know without a shadow of doubt that it works.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it from both of y'all say, hey, we may not ever see it, but we know that it works. And that's the good thing about the gospel there. That the word of God is powerful and sharp than any two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? My hat goes off to both of you ladies and your ministry because I know that you're making a difference. Christy, as I saw you last week down at the ministry here in Dallas, Texas, there, the Bread of Life ministry, you know, with Brother Raul there, and I saw the glow and I saw the passion you had for what they was doing.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
And you know,
very important.
And you, now tell us how did you end up finding that ministry. Give us a story. You shared it with me and it just lit me up.
Yeah, we had a purpose, of course, when we came down to Dallas last Sunday. We were looking for a venue. We're looking for a location. We've got all that it takes for our health care, but one thing that we don't have in Dallas is an actual venue to make it happen in. Because last year when we did it in Fort Worth at the place that we've, you know, mentioned a few times here. So that was our purpose. I had a couple of leads, but didn't really have anything solid. So we wanted to go out when we thought maybe there would be some live activity, church services, events, whatnot. So we had one specific place in mind, and we made a little bit of headway, but nothing really solid. So we were actually done. We had already had lunch. We were coming back for one more stop. And we passed you guys up on the freeway. I said, no, turn around. So we came to you just by seeing you off the highway. And what I saw there was, you know, probably the closest I've seen in Dallas to the great organization that we've seen out in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. So my heart just lit up, and I just knew that we were led there for a purpose and a reason. And you know, now we're seeing it, of course. So that was it. You know, our footsteps were planned that way.
Okay. And that's great. And you know, as I was talking to you last week, I had the opportunity to share with you before you talked to Raul, and you was excited about it, and the gentleman that was with you was excited also.
Oh, yes.
And,
Brother Tino.
And also... Yeah. Also, we have another portion of ministry that we work with that's a street ministry that's similar to the one that you saw last week. And I'd like to introduce you and your ministry team to that ministry also. It's set up basically the same way. And as a matter of fact, it's in the same part of town. It's just on the other end. One is north and one is south. So basically you only a few miles apart, but they do great things. One of them does it on the weekend, one time a month. That's on a Saturday. Matter of fact, after I leave this program, I'm going over and join them, and it's great. They do. They actually prepare the food on the spot, right there at the location, and we give out the clothes and the other things that goes along with that type of ministry. So I think you'll be well pleased with that. Matter of fact, I'd like to encourage you to go to our Facebook page, and you can see pictures of that ministry, and I'll send you that link there.
We are always asked to partner with other ministries. You know, the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we may grow weary from the work, but never of the work.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're always ready to partner.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you know, what caught my attention was about your health fair. And I really like that because I do a lot of I do street ministry, and that's something that we don't have embedded in the ministry, and that's a great need for that. So you really done hit on something there. You really have. So I like that part of it because even just a little curl makes a big difference in the life of men, because it breaks my heart when people say I'm suffering, I got this illness, and I don't know what to do, I don't know how to handle this situation. But you have an answer for those.
Right. And, you know, right now it's on an annual basis, but, you know, we don't really know what God's plans are for it. You know, if everything comes in right, we may have the opportunity to do it more often, which is great. Absolutely.
That's good. Well, we pray that you're very successful in that portion of the ministry. And as we get ready to wind down this program, we want to thank you for being a guest on our program. We want to thank you for doing what you do in the ministry. You know, somebody's noticing. Somebody's paying attention. You know, God is paying attention, and he's going to give you the resources and equip you for the things that's dear to your heart and the heart of the ministry. Now, as we get ready to wind down, what words of encouragement would you give someone that wants to say, I would like to do it, but I just don't know how. I think I'm limited. I don't know what to do. What words of encouragement would you give an individual or a ministry that wants to start something like this?
I would definitely say that never think that you don't have the time or the resources, because even the littlest bit helps out so much, so much. And, Brandy, I'll let you continue on this.
Well, just to make that initial, you know, if it's looking for just the volunteer opportunity, we are always looking for that. I mean, I feel that by sometimes just getting started, you know, taking that one foot forward, we're here to guide them, pull them along, get them plugged in. And then I think once they're in, they'll just be infected with the actual person and the goodness of what we're doing. And I really like to just encourage the whole family thing. It's been so fulfilling for my children personally. They're 12 and 10. And they have a heart for it. It really is infectious. You get out there and it's an opportunity to show your children that there's more in this world other than the Facebook and the iPads, and that they are blessed and that they could be a blessing to others. And so please bring your children and, you know, let's just make this thing grow. And if they're looking to start something on their own, I think it's a great idea, and it's just a matter of getting your friends together and networking, and that passion drives it, you know. If you're passionate about something, that passion speaks for itself, and sometimes you don't have to say anything, but just, you know, talk about the ministry, and it does the work also.
It's that internal glow. You know,
yeah.
And linking up with Beat the Streets specifically, I think the best way at this point would just be to log on to our Beat the Streets Facebook page and go ahead and shoot us a message or put a post on the page, either or, and you'll definitely hear back from us because we are always welcoming with open arms to new volunteers.
Absolutely.
That is so. That is powerful. Well, ladies, thank you very much. It's been a great interview, and I pray that what you shared with our listening audience has made a difference and allowed someone to go beyond their surroundings and to stretch themselves and meet the needs of someone else in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you'll be very successful in the ministry, and that you're able to touch the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls. And point them in the way that they should go when it comes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And what you're doing, I'll tell you now, what you're doing is making a difference. It's making a difference.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this program is on Blog Talk Network, and you can always go back and listen to it, and you can take it and share it with your friends on Facebook, on your Facebook page.
Wonderful. We just thank you so much for this opportunity, Joel. You know, to have someone out there like yourself who's, you know, giving people an opportunity to share what they do, you know, in hopes of getting that word out there to add more hands to the labor. We just appreciate you so much, and we know that we're just going to continue to have a blessed and fruitful relationship with you, and this is just going to open up so many new doors. So hallelujah first. Thank you so much for being a faithful servant, Joel.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. And now, what ministry are you with?
Beat the Streets Outreach.
Beat the Street Outreach. I love that name. You know, when I said it, I smiled. Thank you, ladies. Y'all have a blessed day. And Christy and Brandon, we're going to talk later. I'm going to shoot you an email, and I'm going to let you know about the other ministry, and we're going to do all we can do on this end for the glory of God.
Sounds good. All to the glory.
God,
thank you,
bless you. Well,
thanks,
what a great interview we had with the ladies. What a great interview. Hey, man, we pray that you would have been blessed by the interview of our two ladies there from the Beat the Street ministry there, Christy and Brandon there, and as they share with you their desires and what they was doing in the ministry and let you know that they, you know, that they can make a difference. Now, we have a call on line before we bring our next guest in here. We want to bring them in right quick. Good morning. You on the net?
Hey, how you doing, Deacon Lewis?
Well, good morning. Good morning. So did you hear the interview we had there with the Beat the Street representative?
Yeah, I heard it. You see, they got it's a duo, women.
Yes. People. No, it's a whole ministry team there. And what we were just sharing with what they was doing there in Dallas area and also the Fort Worth area. So very
Fort
great
Worth
ministry,
area.
And they have a passion to do what they do. And we have some more guests that's going to come on. We have the acting team, the male cast from a stage play called And the Winner Is, and we're going to bring those group of guys on, and they're going to share with us some things that they're doing in the stage play and the acting arena. Then they also encourage our young men and women to follow their dreams and their passions, you know, but do it to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
So, Brother Daniels, as you logged onto the program, did you get a sense that God was up to something as you listened to the program, and as you get ready for the program, you said, "Man, I know, that God is going to do some great things."
You know, every week it gets to be a challenge, and sometimes challenges lead to victories. And you know, just talking to people, get a lot of information, change ideas, and you learn things. So basically, life is a learning experience. And you, meet people, especially through this internet, you know, learn things. And you touch out and reach the heart of the people, change them.
You're so right. Well, we're waiting on
to help.
We get our other guests to come in here. Our guests are calling in right now. So, Brother Daniel, just sit back and enjoy this here, the second portion of our show here. We're going to bring in some of the cast members from And the Winner Is. And so we're going to bring in our first guest there. So just sit back and relax. And we're going to bring you in to ask them a question or two, okay?
All right.
Good morning, Michael. You on the net?
Hey, how you doing? How's everybody?
Good morning, brother. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you
for calling in. Good morning. Now, tell us now, I didn't get a chance to give you an introduction here because we had a great interview with our first guest here, brother, but I know that you're doing some marvelous things. So introduce yourself and tell us what's going on.
Well, my name is Mikey Rocks. I'm in The Winner Is as far as the one of the hosts in the play. I have an audition for a pilot in Atlanta that's going on. I do a little modeling and singing also, so just got a lot of stuff going on. God is good.
Great. And then we have another one of the cast members that just called in here. Also, Alfredo.
Yes, hello, I'm here.
Well, good morning. Thank you for calling in. We have Michael on the line here. But Alfredo's one of the cast members of the stage play, And the Winner Is. Now, Alfredo, introduce yourself and tell us what your part is in the stage play.
My name is Alfredo Tamayo. I play Marlon Sanchez, a jealous boyfriend of one of the beauty pageant members in the play.
All right. That's great. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for being our guest on the program here. Now, tell me, Michael, how did you get involved in something like this?
Well, it's kind of funny. I got involved. I had a friend who's actually the director, and he said that I should audition. And I auditioned, and, I'm in it.
Hey, that's great. I tell you what, now we got another one of your cast members calling in. Good morning, Mr. Rowland.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Well, Well, thank you for coming aboard here. We got two of your guests, two of your cast members on the line here right now. So, Roland, introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing in this play, and the winner is.
Yes, sir. I am Roland Gilmore. I play one of the judges, Scott Trey. And yeah, it's a pretty good play because right now we're having good rehearsals. It's a pretty good play.
Oh, that's great. Now, Roland, now how did you get involved in something like this, bro?
I've been acting for a long time. I've been in the entertainment business, just doing everything, singing and acting since back in high school, junior high. And actually, one of the models that works with Le Guin had hit me up and told me about the play. And she's actually not even in the play anymore, so God does everything for a reason. And she got me in contact with Le Guin with the play, and I actually got him in contact with the director. So everything was just full circle with that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, also, Alfredo, I'd like to ask you that same question also.
I also had a friend who was going to audition for the play, and she had asked me if I wanted to go audition with her. She said she was kind of nervous and just wanted a friend there, so I was like, okay, I mean, I'll give it a try. And, I mean, best came to the best, and I ended up getting in.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And Rena, I asked you, gentlemen, that question. Sometimes, you know, we meet people, then other young men and women tell they desire to be involved in the theatrical realm and being in plays, and they say that they don't think they have enough in them. Now, what drives you to do what you do?
I would say what drives me really, God stays in me. You know, I have a very, very, very church background. So it's really just keep doing what you want to do with faith. It's a lot of faith and staying positive.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, Michael, you like to answer that also?
Oh, I think it has to be something that you want to do. That's with anything, not just, you know, play or whatever. I think, you know, whatever you want to do, you just have to be passionate about it. Also, you have to have a great faith background for it, because if you don't believe in yourself, you know, nobody else will believe in you. So I think those two things, if you have the passion and the faith behind it, you can do anything you want.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you know what? I thank you, gentlemen, for coming out here, because you can encourage other people to follow their dreams and their passion here. Now, as you, in the theatrical side of the play, how do you get yourself in the mindset to kind of take on this character role here? I'm going to ask each one of you that question there, because we realize that it's a challenge there to put yourself in a different mindset. So what are some of the things you do to kind of take on the role of what's being presented to you? We'll start off with Michael.
As far as my character role, I'm the host in the play. That, you know, so I look at other hosts like Ryan Seacrest and AJ, who used to be on 106 and Park, and other, you know, hosts, and just try to go off of those individuals and, you know, also bring my own little flair to it. So I just kind of do my little background research on my host and who I think, you know, can fit the bill as far as what the director wants for his play. So, that's how I get
it. Well, that's great. Well, that's good. Now, Roland, give me some insight on how do you get geared up for a particular role, this role that you're in.
So probably something similar. I do my background. My character is a wardrobe designer. And, I got to have a lot of style. So it's really me transforming into a different person, you know, a different character, and at home practicing, going over my lines and probably different voices, or seeing how I should say this line better or that line better, or, you know, and just like he said, however the director really wants the feel of that character, I just, you know, go along with that and try to do it my own flavor, and, you know, it's like.
All right, then. Alfredo?
Well, I mean, I play a jealous boyfriend character, and I mean, it happens in everyday life. I mean, with couples, you know, that sadly break up, and, you know, the female finds another guy, and so, you know, you play a guy who's just, you know, has that passion for her, and, you know, you just gotta, I kind of just build my anger up, I guess, inside me, and kind of think in the situation that I would be in, and I kind of just put my emotion out there and present that character.
Okay. Now, as you get ready to, rehearsing for these plays and getting ready for, how do you find the time to do what you do? Because there's so much going on, man. You young guys, y'all could be out there. You could be at a ball game, at a social event. But what allows you to keep doing what you're doing, man? Because sometimes you say, man, you know, come on. And, you know, this ain't going to never work. So how do you manage your time with your daily routine and your other responsibilities?
Okay, well, this is Mike speaking. I go first, I guess. I think as far as managing your time, I think anything that you want to do or that you're, like I said, passionate about doing, you make the time for it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if you get hungry throughout the day, you're going to make time to eat. So no matter how busy you are, I just feel like if that passion is behind it, you'll make time for it, and you'll make things happen.
All right, then, Roland, same question for them to you.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. See, if it's something you want to do, you're going to make time for it. Like, if you have a job, you have to go to work Monday. Regardless if you went to the club the other night or, you know, anything. If you want to do that, well, a job is something you have to do. But play is still like a job to me. And something that I really want to do, I'm really into acting, so I'm going to make it as if it was a job. So regardless of what I did, I still go to rehearsal. I probably get a little, I have rehearsal, or no, I still have to have a bed night. I just have to, you know, work around it. I always put what I want to do and what's more important first. So, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, Alfredo.
I thought that was kind of a funny question because, like right now, I'm currently in Abilene. I play baseball. So, I mean, like, the theater profession is something I like to do. And so, I mean, like, I do make time for it. Like, I have to make time for it because, I mean, I love doing it. And it's something that I like to do. And like they said, I mean, if you love to do it and it's your passion, well, then you have to make time for it. So, I mean, I work around a lot to get things that I want to get in. And I make things happen.
Oh, that's great. Now, tell me, on the flip side, what do you gentlemen do to relax? You know, because you see, you have a career, you got a responsibility. How do you go about unwinding, you know, so our young people can get a sense that you can relax without being destructive? Talk to me, Mike.
I know this sounds so cliche. I don't want to seem cliche or anything, but my relaxation is doing the things that I love to do, regardless if it's acting or singing or modeling or, you know, dancing. Those are the things that helps me relax. So I don't look at what I do as a job, but as things that I love to do. So I mean, to me, that's my relaxation. I don't want to seem too, like, corny or anything, but, I mean, I'm very passionate about the arts, and I give 100% in anything that I do. So, I mean, that's my relaxation period. I mean.
All right, Roland.
Yeah, I would say I have to 100% agree with Mike there. I don't want to sound weird, but. Yeah, well, it's something I really like to do. That's the relaxation right there, knowing that I'm getting it done. If I'm not doing nothing, then it's like I got to find something to do. You know, I just can't sit around and do nothing. And everything I'm doing right now is something that I like or want to do. Like I said, I'm into singing and rapping also, and I have a main job, which is I'm at a daycare at a church working with kids, and that's also something that I love to do. So really when I go to work and it's just relaxation right there, just knowing that I'm getting something done or seeing that I'm influencing somebody in a positive way. It's all relaxation I really need. And yeah, you know that I get paid for it. It's just double.
Hey, that's great. I'm so glad you just said that. You know, that showed that y'all was down to earth, man. That y'all was for real, you know. You didn't have to make nothing up. You just said, hey, this is what I do. And I like that, man, because you, both you gentlemen, matter of fact, all three of y'all said something. Fred said he played ball in another, you know, doing something else. And I know that he gets an enjoyment and relaxation out of playing ball. But, you know, you saying that, hey, we just enjoy what we're doing. And you know what? That's, you know, when you enjoy what you're doing, you can be successful at it.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. I mean, it's just like working a job that you hate, and you don't give them 100%. So neither one of you guys are benefiting. The job isn't benefiting from you because you can't give 100%. You're not growing with the job. So I totally agree with that.
You're so right. Hey, we have a call on the line here. We're gonna bring them in, and then we're gonna get right back to you. Good morning, caller. You're on the net.
Hello?
Yes, good morning, caller.
Oh,
you're
hi.
On the net. Welcome to our weekly.
Good morning.
The program.
Thank you so much. My name is Diane Isom, and I'm actually calling about the segment for Beat the Street Ministries.
Yes.
Did you had on? Yes, I'm actually a person that had experienced homelessness, and I had gone to the Harwood Ministry with Minister Raul. And his family.
Yes.
And he was telling me about the fact that they came over there last Sunday. And he encouraged me to listen to the show this morning. So I wanted to call in just to say thank you for having them on there. I was really encouraged to hear what they had to share, to hear their heart for helping the homeless, and that they're actually were led by God, I believe, to come over there and actually start interacting with people in Dallas. So I wanted to call in to say thank you for having them on the show. I'm very encouraged. And I'm an example of a person that was able to come out of homelessness, and I've been able to take that spirit to give back. So I just wanted to call to say that I'm very encouraged, and the Harwood Ministry has been a blessing to me, and I'm looking forward to being able to be a blessing to the Beat the Street Preach Ministry in some way that I can help.
Well, God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing, and God be the glory.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Well, great. God bless you. Amen. That was someone from our first guest there. Hey, young men, thank y'all for being on here. Now, tell me, where you want to be at in the future? What are your desires or your career opportunities? We're going to start off with you, Mike. We know that you know you. You're young, you're gifted, and you're very talented, man. So what do you see yourself
thank
being?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Before I address that, I wanted to say something to the young lady who just called in or anything. I've been in that position also. I think that's what drives me a little bit harder than a lot of people. You know, I've been homeless, you know, trying to make it in college, going to college, not having a place to stay, and really grinding it out. God bless that young lady who just called on the phone a while ago, like, for real. God bless her. And to answer your question, I'm not even going to say hopefully. In the next couple of years, I do a lot of stuff, you know, across the board. I'm a RC type of person. So I want to, as far as music is concerned, I want to be selling out shows. I want to, you know, influence people's lives in positive ways. I want to not only make great music, but influence, impact people's lives. As far as acting, I want to be on the television shows. You know, these TV shows. I want to be a significant actor on that. I feel like it's possible to do. You know, you can do all avenues if you just put your mind to it and have the right foundations behind you. I do the whole modeling thing. Hopefully I get on New York Fashion Week in September. I'm praying for that. So I have big things coming up for that. And to God be the glory. I mean, I can't give no credit to no one else but God because, you know, he's the provider. So, yeah.
That's all right. That's all right, man. I tell you what, you keep us abreast of what's going on, and we hope that, matter of fact, we're going to get each one of y'all back on here again at a later date because we know that God is going to do some great things in your life. Now, Mr. Rowland, now you share with where you want to be at years from now. We look up on the big screen. We may even see you there.
Yeah. I'll just say wherever the Lord really takes me right now, because I don't really know what he's doing with me right now, because I really just got into the really into teaching. Like I said, I'm at a daycare right now, the church in over in South Dallas, really with a lot of. That's what, and really the lady who just called, yeah, was especially, because there's a lot of homeless people over there, and a lot of people bring their kids up there to for us to just watch, because it's a free program. So I would like, you know, like everybody else, I would like to be on TV and, you know, doing movies, and I do music, so I would like to be on the radio. I was recently on the radio before one of my songs. I would like to continue that, but it's really wherever God takes me. You know, you can't go wrong. He going to make sure you're all right. So, yeah, I'm not really worried about it, but I would like to be, you know, on TV and stuff like that. But my career just happens to change. I know it's not in my hands. You know, it's all God. So, yeah, just wherever he puts me in the next 5 to 10, I'll be good. I'll be good with that.
Oh, man, that's so true. That's so true. Oh, man, thank you. Hey, Alfredo, talk to me.
Well, like I said, I play baseball, and I'm in the acting profession right now, and in the future, I mean, I plan to still continue to do both. I mean, I'm just going to work hard, put the effort in, just do my best to get where I want to be. I mean, if one doesn't work out, I mean, I have the other, you know, vice versa. Yeah, I mean, I just plan to do what I love, and I hope I get there.
That's great. We have another call on the line. We're going to bring them in just to give you gentlemen words of encouragement, and then we're going to